Armstrong said it's been a concern nagging at him over the past year. The county's economic development director has presented a number as their affordable housing deficit. Armstrong calculated the population they will be adding if that deficit is filled.
And when I look at, you know, the economic development recommendations that we are 2,000 units short right now, at close to three people per unit, somewhere between 2.4 and 2.7 people per unit, that's 6,000 people. We say, well, if we build them close to transit centers, we're not going to have a traffic problem. I'm not sure that's true, because an uptake of 15% ridership, which is good ridership on a transit system, means 85% of those new bodies in the community are going to be driving around this community in cars, impacting trails, impacting slopes.
He said he's also concerned when the basin's stock of long-term rental housing is eaten away by conversions to nightly rentals. Armstrong said when the county approves new residential projects, that creates a need for workers and demands more services from the county. Add to that the influx of new residents created by the pandemic, and Armstrong said they need to think about the residential population they are creating.
So I think, you know, without assigning, you know, economic levels to populations, movements in the county, we've got to look at what we're doing in terms of growth and adding new bodies and what we're accomplishing doing that. And we haven't had that kind of extremely extensive discussion of impacts and benefits and what this could look like at the end of the next 10 years. And I think it's irresponsible for us to continue to go forward on an initiative that we haven't really picked apart thoroughly.
Summit County Council Member Roger Armstrong. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.